Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How much do you think the struggles are wearing on these guys right now? Because
I think they're frustrated, sure, because they want to win. They care a lot, just like all of us, you know. And like I've said many times, sometimes you try a little bit too hard when things are happening. Guys try to put the entire team on their shoulders, and they just got to relax and pass the baton.
Yeah, they're frustrated. So are we. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We'll lead you right up to the Phillies and the Mets, the finale this afternoon in Queens as the Phillies try to avoid a sweep. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
How we doing today?
All right.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah,
I can tell you how I'm doing, Hugh. I'm frustrated.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm frustrated. Rob Thompson, talking about frustrations of the players. They're frustrated. They want to do better, but they're not.
You know, Rob said something that break that cut that you just had. He said he passed it over time. Pass it to who? like seriously.
Consolino's.
Yeah, right. We're passing it to him. Oh man, that was tough. With two pitchers that you could have got.
Mm-hmm.
Against two pitchers that you could have got. Now you got Scherzer on the mound today. You know what? Irony is that this is probably the game that they're going to win.
Well, I hope you're right on that because they need a win. I mean, this team.
Need a win, man.
Guys, we are getting to the point now where this is feeling like a bad baseball team. Like, it feels like it. Like, if you watch them day to day, you feel like they're a bad baseball team, and they're frustrating. It's one thing, Hugh, to lose, right, to have tough stretches. We've said this a lot this year. It's a long season. But they are a very frustrating team to watch. A lot of their star players are big names involved in this, Hugh. They're a frustrating group. And I'll start it off. I've had it with Trey Turner. I mean, this guy, 11 years, $300 million. And I don't know how else to say this besides he doesn't look like he's worth a quarter of that. Right now, what does he do well? He hits the ball on the ground. He pops it up. Doesn't hit for real power. Doesn't get on base. Doesn't steal bases. It's not good in the field. Like, I'm just frustrated day-to-day watching Trey Turner because he was supposed to be, Hugh, a difference maker, right?
Yeah.
Like, a guy that helps the team be significantly better. And you look at some of the numbers. I just went over just my eyes. But so there are 163 players in baseball that have enough at-bats. Like, they're everyday players. They qualify for the leaderboards. He's 150th in OPS. He's 151st in on-base percentage. So far this season, and I don't think I'm speaking crazy here, he's been one of the worst 20 players in all of baseball.
Man, listen, I got this stat this morning. He's swinging at 24% of pitches that are balls.
Yeah.
Like, he's struggling. He's struggling mightily. It's starting to look to me like a little bit like he's trying to force it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's probably in a weird place where he hasn't been before, and he's just trying his damnedest to get out of it. The unfortunate thing is your big four. You talk about Castellanos, mm-hmm. Schwarber, and who else am I thinking about?
Turner.
Like, yeah, they're all in a bad spot.
Well,
man.
They're right now.
They're not doing their job right now.
So Turner's for me. Let's talk about who we're frustrated with this morning. 215-592-9494. I'm most frustrated right now with Trey Turner. Hugh, who are you feeling the frustration with?
I'm going to say Schwarber. And the reason why my Ohio brethren that I'm going to pick him is because he's been here. And I understand that this is kind of like the norm for him. But the team is struggling mightily as a group. Somebody has to pick everybody up. And I look to him to be that leader. I look to him to be that guy that has to carry that torch to pick this team up.
Well, and to your point, Hugh, on not doing that, I mean, I don't get too bent out of shape with batting average because I think, you know, power and getting on base. But But 163 does stand out. He's hitting 163. It's remarkable how low Kyle Schwarber's batting average is. I mean, really, I mean, Howard's been on with us the last few weeks and asked the question, is there anybody else in baseball that plays every day that hits 163? And the answer is probably not.
No.
I mean, no.
I mean, and you know, like we were talking about this, and historically, this is where he tends to, you know, he's at his lowest, but he tends to get hot as the weather heats up. So he's a guy that you have to look at that has to carry the torch for this team right now.
Well,
he has to do better.
And it better start now. Now, June Schwarber is a thing. That's when he got hot last year. It's been his best month historically. It's June 1st today, so it better start now. But it is fair to be frustrated with Kyle Schwarber. He's hitting 163. I mean, he's hitting 163. Trey Turner has been zero impact. Not like a little impact. He's had zero impact on this baseball team. 215-592-9494. And of course, there's a starting pitcher last night. Kyle, you know, there's a lot here. Who's frustrated the most?
Yeah, for me, it's Aaron Nola. And I know I just emptied the clip on Rob Thompson a bit yesterday.
And we'll get to him. We'll get to what he said last night.
Look,
in a second.
I mean, this isn't to say that I'm feeling any better about him. My questions haven't gone away. But last night, to me, watching the Phillies, and I said this yesterday, losing to the Mets, I just don't handle it well. Last night was such a helpless feeling for me, mm-hmm. watching the team. I think based on Thompson's answers that we're about to play here, he seems helpless too. And that's not an adjective that you ever want to use to describe the guy that's fronting the operation for any professional team. But this is baseball. Rob Thompson can't go out there and teach these guys how to play baseball. They're pros. They know at this point how to play baseball. It's a matter of putting it all together and doing it consistently. And with Trey Turner, I know it's been rough so far, but I still, maybe this is wishful thinking, I still find it hard to believe that this is the Trey Turner that we're going to be seeing the entire season. Yeah, thank you, who? We still believe in Trey Turner, man.
I do.
Kyle Schwarber, look, it's June. The calendar just turned to June. This is what Kyle Schwarber does every single year. I mean, he struggles out of the gate. I mean, this is career Kyle Schwarber every single year. It's June now. I do have a feeling Kyle Schwarber is going to start hitting some home runs, turning it up a little bit. It's Aaron Nola that I'm most frustrated with, most concerned with right now, and I could not for the life of me pinpoint what exactly it is that's ailing him the most this season. Maybe it's pitch clock, maybe it's the contract stuff, or maybe it's he's out of bullets from last November. Maybe this is just who he is. I mean, I'm looking at Nola's stats every year, and he's basically 1 year pretty good, 1 year back to, you know, not so good. So maybe we're just in a downswing of, you know, one of those down seasons for Aaron Nola.
But see, for Aaron Nola, that's not a good thing.
That's unacceptable for me this year, right?
First of all, this is a contract year for him, and his team is struggling mightily. That's not a good look. I mean, granted, he's still going to get his bread, but it's still not a good look.
Well, it's not. And here's the thing, and Kyle said maybe it's a down year. We keep saying this, Schwarber, Turner, Nola. Like, guys, if they have eight guys in down years, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be a winning team. Like, they need to be better. It's a frustrating baseball team. 215-592-9494. And I don't want to let the manager off the hook because, I don't believe this is Rob Thompson's fault. I don't believe Rob Thompson is the reason this team is 25-30 right now. I believe the players have stunk for him this season. But let's listen to this because Rob Thompson is starting to strike me as someone who's sitting there saying, I don't know what to do to fix this here. Rob Thompson asked last night about Aaron Nola and why he's struggling. Here's what Thompson had to say.
General, why do you think Nola is struggling to stay in the strike zone this year?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
That's a bad answer. I mean, I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm a Rob Thompson fan, but I could tell you like this, man. That is not the answer that you want to give. And granted, I know this is his first year doing this and everything, but he's going to get better. I mean, he is. There's no doubt about that. But that's not the answer you want to give because that's when people pounce on that.
Well, and there's got to be a reason. Maybe he doesn't want to tell us, but like he's been in a baseball dugout, right? This is his first time as a full manager this season. But Rob Thompson's been a bench coach, you know, on a staff forever. He's got to have a reason.
But
in
you
his
know
head.
What it was? It was he was being honest, and sometimes you can't be honest in certain situations. It's the same thing. It's like when your wife asks you has she gained weight, and you got to say you're not going to say yeah. You just got to say hey, babe, you look great. You have to learn how to.
I know, you're
right. You got to learn how to massage that conversation. Even though that might be the case, Joe, you can't say that because now this is the thing that you do. Because this reminds me of a Jack Del Rio, something that Jack Del Rio did. outside of putting that damn piece of wood in the locker room.
Yeah, that's not
good. Like when your guys are looking at you and they see you talk and it looks like you don't have a clue, that doesn't instill confidence in the guys in the locker room.
I agree with you.
Especially on a team where it's like collectively everybody's slumping.
Yeah,
this team is not playing up to its potential.
And I'm not looking for Rob Thompson to throw Nola under the bus, but like there's got to be a baseball reason, whether it's front side, whether he's not keeping his weight back. Like there's a reason he's not throwing the ball where he's supposed to and wants to. And I mean, all he's got to say there is, we got to correct it. We'll do it in the bullpen session. It's like, we'll identify it. We will correct it. But that, I don't know, is not an answer. And then this one here, and this is really, this is his job right now. He was basically asked how he does his job, because his job right now, Rob Thompson, is to keep this thing from spiraling out of control before they could figure it out. And listen to what he said. How do you prevent this from spiraling? I'm not feeling great after this answer.
I mean, you scored 7 runs in your last 4 games. Mm-hmm. How do you really prevent this from spiraling out of control here?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's and this is his first time. This is probably the most adverse that he's been through in this season.
It's a great
point. I'm not gonna kill him for that, man. This is tough. Especially when you look up and down this roster, we talked about this season. The one thing that we felt was not going to be a problem was hitting.
Yeah, and it has
been. We knew that pitching was going to be somewhat of a struggle bus. We knew that, especially when you talk about the fact that we were counting on a young guy, Andrew Painter, and he hasn't been seen yet. But the fact that your guys are not hitting and you're doing everything every night to try to motivate these guys, and it's just not happening. The fact that you're chasing pitches. Like, what was the stat that the Phillies had swung at, like, 31 pitches outside of the strike
31%.
Zone? 31%. That's what I meant to say, 31%. Thank you, Bill.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. That's high.
I mean, my son is 8. He plays Little League. I go to the games. That's what those kids do. They just swing at everything. Like, these are pros.
I mean, I'm not laughing. It's not funny. But it's just like, damn, this team is in a bad spot. And the thing that sticks out to me is the pitcher the first night, Senga, Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this dude threw like 100 pitches, and 58 of them were outside of the zone.
Well, he must have been smiling ear to ear after the first couple innings. Like, I don't have to throw the ball over the plate. They'll swing anyway. This is easy. Like, it becomes easy to pitch to these guys. And, guys, the source of my frustration most is Trey Turner. 215-592-9494. I feel like he is the head of this. He's near the top of the order. He swings at everything. We were expecting from Trey Turner big impact. He's made zero impact on this team. He has done nothing. Like, other than the home run last week, which really, if we go back, it was a cement mix or backup slider just over the plate. Besides the home run last week, Trey Turner has been invisible in his first couple months as a Philly.
You are thoroughly frustrated.
I can't
handle Turner.
Guys, I'll tell you what. Every time I watch an 0-for-4 for Trey Turner, you know what just like I see in my head? 11 years.
No.
11
Joe,
years.
You see that $300 million? You see the fact that this is what he's going to get better.
Well, I think he will. But I just want everyone to understand this. When you sign a player at 30 years old for 11 years, I think there's the assumption, right, Hugh, at the end he's not going to be as good, right?
Yeah,
age 37.
And you're looking like he's not good now.
Right.
And how many more years of this do we
right.
to look at?
Like, I
don't think he's going to be that bad.
I hope not. And I don't think he will be either, but so far he's just been awful. 215-592-9494.
Like, get a money back.
You're starting to understand how my brain thinks. You're starting to get it. 215-592-9494. Do you get refunds on those, or is that no refunds?
I can just see you at home watching. Why do we give this man $300 million?
Well, then I thought back to this. And we'll get to the phone in a second. So when they signed him, Hugh, I did a show and I said, I like the player. I don't like the contract. And you should have. Everyone was like, who cares about the contract? It's fine. Who cares?
He want the money back.
He stinks right now. That's what I care about. Steve's in Egg Harbor Township. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, what's going on? Well, I'll give some crap to Thompson. I mean, let's face the facts. First of all, the biggest mistake was putting our best starting pitcher in the first month of the season back in the bullpen. I mean, last time I checked, that's how we found Ranger Suarez. Long reliever guy comes in and does his job, and then they turn him into a starter, and look what he's done for us the last couple of years. Matt Strom should be in the starting lineup. End of story, this guy should be pitching 6 innings now if they had just kept stretching him out a little bit. Number 2 is Kevin Long. Problem with Schwarber is He's trying to pull every stinking pitch to right field. Everybody said his average is going to go up 25, 30 points because he's going to get all these hits to right field. His average has gone down because that's all he's trying to do. Good hitters hit to all fields, and that's why Marsh, Castellanos, and
our
leadoff hitter are all doing well because they hit to the opposite field.
Well, using the whole field obviously is always better, right? And Steve, I do think – I'm glad you brought up Kevin Long because he gets a lot of credit. I mean, there's articles about him when the team's hitting. He endorses a very aggressive approach, and when it doesn't work, it's listless offense.
It's feast of famine.
And you don't think the pitchers in the National League don't know that?
No, they know
Why do you think they're throwing garbage? They're not throwing ducky fastballs first pitch because they know everybody's trying to hit it out of the park, which is ridiculous.
Well, they do, and I'm glad you brought them up. And Steve, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, they have a hitting coach who's probably one of the more famous hitting coaches, right? Like around baseball, people respect him and know him, and players want to play for him. But it's pretty obvious. I mean, Steve just said it. You said it to start the show. They swing at bad pitches.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. But I think part of that is because they're pressing a little bit. That has to be the case. You know, the guys know that, you know, even though there's a lot of baseball left to be played, I know you can't stand that, Joe, but it's the truth.
Well, it's the fact.
It's the truth.
Yeah, though every day there's less baseball. Yeah,
every day. And you get to a point, I would assume, as a player where, okay, you're like, when is this going to end? You know, okay, it was fun. It's never fun. But it's like, you know, as I'm assuming as a baseball player, you know that, you know, you go through peaks and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a valley right now, and you're in a long valley. You're in probably the longest valley that you've ever been in. I'm talking about Trey Turner. And you're starting to wonder, when are you going to start hit those peaks? And now you start, instead of letting it happen naturally, you start to kind of hunt for them a little bit. And you start to be a little bit more aggressive than you tend to normally be. And I think a little bit of that is going on.
Well, I think it's part of the reason why some of these pitchers this year, one of the Diamondbacks guys I've barely ever heard of, right, Senga the other day, who's, you know, people we know who he is. He came over from Japan, but he hadn't had a great statistics. Last night it was Carrasco, who's really not very good at this point of his career. That's why these guys are having success against the Phillies. They're not very hard to pitch to right now. 215-592-9494. Who's frustrating the most with the Phillies? And there's four really big ones out there that I could just feel people are frustrated with. Schwarber, who's got the ire of Hugh today. Trey Turner, who I'm just flabbergasted watch this guy every day. If I didn't know his career numbers, I would be terrified they signed a bad player. Now, we know he's got a great track record, but so far he's been awful. The manager, and of course there's Aaron Nola, who's just not pitched well enough this season. Andrew Zimnick. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm you know, upset with if I had to pick one, Schwarber here. But you know, like you just said, you know, any of them kind of are to blame. It's really frustrating when, you know, you really have a roster from top to bottom that just, you know, oozes chase rate, and you know, they're either really exciting to watch or they're absolutely brutal. And you know, you and I can go out there and pitch and probably get some outs against these guys. And you know, the other thing I know we keep saying, everyone jokes about, you know, it's still early in the season, or, you know, we're already a third way through the season, however you kind of want to look at it. Overall in the NL, there's only, I think it's still seven teams that are above 500, and three teams that are, I think, more than two games above 500. So, you know, there's still a lot of baseball to be played, and, you know, I think we still have a shot kind of, you know, playing into the fall there. And I kind of want to just get your guys' take on, you know, come the summer, are the Phillies going to be buyers or sellers? Are they going to try and, you know, are they going to try and, you know, get a bat, get some more pitching? I mean, Nola's really, like, just absolutely kind of gone out here and flopped so far.
He has. Yeah, Andrew, I think what you said at the beginning there kind of is the answer. Andrew, we appreciate the phone call.
They're going to get an arm. Yeah. I would think they would go out and get an arm.
I would think so. It just doesn't it feel, Hugh, like no matter what they do, they won't really fall out of the race. Like they're not playing well. But you've said this a lot, and you're right. They're only 3.5 games right now out of a playoff spot. So I think they'll be buyers because it's almost going to be impossible to fall so far out where we know and they know end of July the season's over.
Yeah, and it's a rough patch to be in. But when you look around baseball in the NL especially, everybody's like right there. Everybody's tightly grouped together, two or three games of apart from everybody. So it's one of those things where, it's frustrating as a fan to watch this on a night-to-night basis, especially when you watch pitches and games that are winnable games. But I think that they'll be all right. When it's all said and done, they might not have a record that we all anticipated them to have, but I think that they'll be in the playoff pitching. As we just seen with the Miami Heat, all you got to do is get in, man. Get a dance card. All you have to do is get a dance card.
And they got, and that's what happened last year, right? They got a dance card and they went in. But I do think, and there's similarities to last year, but guys, at this point last year, the upswing had begun. They're still in a downswing right now. Let's talk to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
Hey,
what's going
Jeff?
On, Jeff?
You know, baseball is a funny game because just as you can get hot and get on a roll, and I'm talking about either a team or an individual player, you can also snowball the other way. And these, you know, Schwarber and Turner, I have more faith in Turner to turn it around than I do Schwarber. And just think about this. If Schwarber raises his average 25 points, he's still 10 points below 200.
Yes.
That boggles my mind. And he has to go on a super tear in June to even get over the 200 mark. So, but with that said, Nola's the one that frustrates me the most, because Kyle's right. He does a every other year type thing where he's, you know, very solid in 1 year and then he's so-so the next. And his problem is, I don't know why he does this, but he gives up too many home runs on two strike counts. He also doesn't have enough shutdown innings after the Phillies score a run. He did that in his last start, you know.
Well, and he does the thing where he's cruising along and, like, you know, no hits, no walks, and then boom, he'll have the inning where he gives up two or three runs, including a home run, and it's like it looks so good, and then it's so bad all of a sudden.
It's like he gets hit on the head by a rubber mallet, and all of a sudden he doesn't know what the hell to do. It's ridiculous. But, again, there is a lot of baseball left. There's still 4 months of baseball. And the only saving grace is these other teams are kind of grouped up, like you said. They're all grouped up together. And, you know, but Thompson has to be frustrated if he really just said, I don't know.
I know.
Like, I love his honesty, and I know that's probably not the right thing to say in that situation, but you know he's got to be frustrated if that's what his answer is.
Well, he has to be.
I don't think he does know.
Yeah, Jeff, he might not, which is in a way alarming. Jeff, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, you've mentioned something a lot, and I think it's really true now more than ever. Like, this is Rob Thompson's first time as a manager. This is also the first time he's had to face real adversity, because when he got in the dugout last year, they basically took right off.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 2 weeks of the season, Hugh, there was a thing where they started struggling, and it was like, are they actually going to miss the playoffs? But he didn't have any stretch of a month where they played bad with him.
No, and I'm pretty sure it would surprise me if he's not out there trying to push all the right buttons. He's doing everything in his power to get this group going, and for whatever reason, it's not working. I appreciate his honesty, too, but you know just as well as I do, Joe, sometimes honesty can get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, of course.
It can get you in a whole lot of trouble. You just got to – sometimes, for lack of a better way of saying, you got to eat that turd.
Yeah.
You just got to be like, hey, we're working on it. We're trying to get better. But they have to turn the corner soon. They have
you
to.
Learn how to eat that turd.
Basically, Kyle, that's it. You can't tell that truth.
It's kind of been the season so far. We're all doing that. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, coming up next, your Phillies calls. Who's frustrated the most? It's for me, it's Trey Turner. For Hugh, it's Kyle Schwarber. And Kyle's got Aaron Nolan. Of course, it's Rob Thompson. I know people are starting to be frustrated with the Phillies manager. 215-592-9494. And we have a Phillies lineup for the afternoon game today. And injury news on Alec Bohm. MRI results are in. We'll tell you about it. And you got to hear what Ray Ditter just said yesterday about how he views the Phillies' chances to make the playoffs. It surprised me. That's next, right here in the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.